Hi, everyone. This is Nick Forster. We hope you've been enjoying our episodes from the E-Town Archives. If you're just tuning in this week, be sure to check out our podcast channel to hear more gems from our 27 years on the air. This week, we're going to send out some birthday love to the one and only John Hiatt. John has put out, I think, 23 albums since 1974. I first got to hear him when he was a member of Rye Cooter's band, and we've had the pleasure of welcoming him to the E-Town stage three times. What we're about to hear is from his first visit all the way back in 1995. He's currently on tour, so go out and see him if he's in your neighborhood.
Thank you.
You're listening to E-Town. We're here with John Hyatt. I'm Nick Forster. John, let me just ask you, you've been a prolific writer. You've written a zillion songs, and you've written songs that have been covered by a lot of songwriters.
Zillion and two, actually.
Zillion and two.
I just wrote yesterday.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't have known.
I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. My information is dated. Much as we try.
Keep current.
But, you know, artists like Roseanne Cash, Bob Dylan, David Crosby, Willie Nelson, Rodney Crowell. You know, a lot of people who are writers, who write a lot of songs, record your stuff. Do you have any favorite versions of your tunes being recorded by anybody else, any other artists?
To be honest with you, and I'm not just being political here, but, well, maybe I am, but I'm always flattered when somebody sings my song. It's like, I kind of liken it to, you know, when your kids go out in the world and do something good and somebody says, hey, you know, your daughter or your son right. did such and such, and you know, she's really a good kid, or he's right. really, you know, that's how I feel when these people sing my songs.
You send the songs out, and it's kind of like they have a life of their own, and they wind up in some good
absolutely.
Places.
Absolutely. And there's every cover that's ever been done on one of my tunes has at least been interesting.
Yeah. So.
And I'm running for office in 96.
I'd also be willing to bet you haven't heard every cover of one of your songs.
You know, there is one I have not heard that
one.
I was talking to somebody the other day about. Bill Frisell did an instrumental version of Have a Little Faith in Me, and I'm dying to hear it, and I just have never.
Great.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. You've had a few different incarnations since Bring the Family. You went out with a sort of a slightly different sound, and now you're back with some of the same guys you were out with the last time and some new faces. And
I have Davey Farragher, bass and singing with me, who also helped me. Yes. Davey was also a co-producer on this new album. And then we have a couple of new guys. We have Mark Williams back on the drum kit.
Yeah.
And a young fellow by the name of Dave Immergluck on many instruments.
All right.
It's my pleasure to work with these guys. Yeah.
All right, well, welcome back once again, John Hyatt and his band.
Thank you so much. This is a song I realized after I wrote it that I had done a pretty good description of what I would imagine Ted Nugent's dream date to be. And this is called Ethylene.
With my sunglasses on, wondering what you are up to. This hotel's got bathroom telephones, but I don't wanna interrupt you. You might be painting your nails with your hot curlers on, each one a different color, or listening to that Beach Boys sailing song, Snoop and John B or another. Ethylene, my love for you is just obscene. My dear, you dress, my fish you clean, but you are nowhere to be seen, my Ethylene. Well, you can drag your limit with a bow and arrow. Seeing a cougar in the dark. Well, I thought we were walking down the straight and narrow. How'd we ever drift so far apart? I put 18 wheels on this road to nowhere, and you disappeared right up in the hills. Like smoke up a chimney, girl, I go there. Yeah, in my dreams I visit you still. Just obscene. My beard you dress, my fish you clean, but you are nowhere to be seen, my Ethylene.
Boy, what the hell is that
is enough, so they can take a peek at the great abyss. Some men avoid love like it was a plague or something, so they can leave the seat down when they piss. I miss that crochet thing kept on the Kleenex box. Miss my feet on the cold linoleum floor, sipping hot coffee after making love to daybreak. But Ethelina Poole would ask no more. Ethelina, Ethelina, my love for you is just obscene. My beer you dress, my fish you clean, but you are nowhere to be seen. My Ethelina, my Ethelina, my love for you is just obscene. My beer you dress, my fish you clean, but you are nowhere to be seen. My Ethelina, my Ethelina, my Ethelina. Hey! Just like crying on a street where nobody even knows your name. Your mind was getting high on the sweet air as your spirit was flying. Steam rising from the sidewalks of New Orleans after an evening. Steam rising from the sidewalks after an evening rain. But it only made the heat feel like it was walking even closer. As you headed up St. Charles to catch a streetcar named Desire, a young couple struggling in the doorway like he was trying to force her. Tires squealing in the distance as you heard them open fire. Tires squealing in the distance as you heard them open fire. Walk on. Walk on. Don't look back. Don't you try to understand. Walk on. Walk on. Straight back down to your hotel where she lies waiting for her. So afraid you might be losing love that it makes you worry. You wonder if she's ever seen this kind of fear in you. You think of that young couple in the doorway and it makes you hurry. You wonder what kind of fear they might be living through. Wonder if they saw the fear in you. Walk on. Walk on. Don't don't look back, don't ask questions, don't you try to understand. Walk on. Back down to your hotel while she lies waiting for her man. Straight back down to your hotel while she lies waiting for her man. Walk on.
Thank you for having us here this evening, folks. And like to end up with a song about a gal who's pedaling just about as fast as she can. This is called Good As She Could Be.
Well, she was a millionaire before she was 14. But there was an emptiness there that practically everyone else could be seen. She hit up on the drug of love, though there was no hole in her arm. Well, there was a hole someplace else, about as big as Daddy's 10,000 acre farm. Oh, she was dying for it, for all the world to see. Ah, she was good as she could be. She had a baby at 18, never finished high school. Her husband Peter for money and sex, till that Cadillac finally ran out of fuel. One disaster led to another, got a hurt and her baby saw. Born with a silver spoon in her mouth, headed southbound, cause she was never far wrong. Oh, she was dying for all the world to see. She was good as she could be. Yeah, she was crying for it, some credibility. Ah, she was good as she could be. Last year, and her daddy called her back home. But when he opened the door, he could not recognize the specter of hair and bone. It was his own baby child, though she looked like an old woman now. But she lived 10 lifetimes in 5 years, anywhere that the law would allow. Oh, she was dying for all the world to see. She was good as she could be. Yeah, she was crying for it, some credibility. Oh, she was good as she could be. Yeah, she was good as she could be. Oh, she was good as she could be.
John Hyatt, along with David Immerbrook, David Farragut, Mark Williams. John Hyatt. New CD is called Walk On. Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.